Joining us now, we have the head golf professional out at Cordoval, where they are playing the U.S. Women's Open. Ray Otis is joining us. Ray, welcome into the golf shop.
Gentlemen, thanks for having me.
All right, so, you know, for those that might not be as familiar with this golf course, you did play a PGA Tour event there for a couple years, the Fries.com Open. Give the people listening a feel for what kind of golf course this really is.
You know, it's a golf course that's pretty much in front of you. Robert Trent Jones Jr. built it, finished it up in 1999. We opened in August of 1999. But it's a very, friendly golf course in the sense of the scenery, the atmosphere. We've got some nice rolling hills to surround everything. There's no houses on the golf course. So it's a very peaceful walk, very peaceful experience when you're out here. So we're thinking the ladies are going to really enjoy it when they come.
Well, and I noticed you have an elevation change of less than 150 feet throughout the entire course. So that means the caddies are going to like it as well.
For the most part. We do have a few little slopes from probably the eighth green to the ninth hole. It's a good little journey. The 15th hole is a fun little walk up the hill, the par five. But no, for the most part, we definitely have a very flat golf course, just a little subtle elevation change here and there.
So you're telling me that all 150 changes in elevation happen in two places?
For the most part, that is true, yeah.
So they're pretty steep.
You have the valley floor that most of the golf course is on, and when you get back onto 15, 16, and 17, that's the high point of the golf course. Along with the ninth tee box is the high point. And you can look at each other from both those vistas on the golf course.
Oh, cool.
All right, and I'm looking at, looks like the women are going to play at around 6,800 yards, which is right around where the blue tees are. Not the back tees, kind of one up where most normal human beings might play from. How does the golf course shape up from that distance? I mean, when we see PGA Tour courses, you know, at 7,300 yards as the black tees would play, a lot of times we see, you know, landing areas that kind of bow out between 280 and 320, giving guys an opportunity to place it in there. When we see the ladies playing from 6,700 yards, what kind of setup are we going to see?
I think you're going to see similar shot shapes off the tee like you did during Fry's. Trent Jones definitely bunkered the golf course very well off the tee. So you have to be very strategic in your yardages off the tee. It's friendly for the driver, but it may be more important to get it in the fairway, like we all understand for most open championships. But the approach shots is going to be the key. Hitting it out of the rough during the open, it's going to be hard to control the spin. So you're definitely looking for a premium of getting the ball in the fairway off the tee.
But is there real trouble? I mean, besides the rough, you're talking about there are no houses on the course. It's a nice, you know, basically a nice flat walk except two or three places. Is it a place where they can really let it out and try to hammer it off the tee?
Length is definitely going to be an advantage for those that can keep it in play.
Yeah.
There are a few, I'd say, tighter driving holes. Our 17th hole with the creek down the right-hand side is a little bit of a demanding tee ball. The 18th with the creek down the left and some large oak trees on the right is going to be a demanding driving hole, especially coming down the finishing stretch of the championship. But I would say it's in the generous portion of driving the golf ball out here.
All right, well, so for our East Coast listeners who will be watching this on TV, what holes should they look at where, you know, players are going to make a push and where things could really go wrong?
Like I was saying about the elevation change on 15, 16, 17, and 18 are going to be the good holes to watch. 15 is going to be a reachable par 5 for the ladies. 16 is a par 3 that definitely can make some twos on, but you might have some challenges if you get on the wrong part of the green. 17 is going to be a demanding par 4 where maybe some bigger numbers can be had. And 18 is going to be another probably reachable par 5 come Saturday and Sunday, but with a lake up by the green for the second shot, you know, it definitely has some good risk reward.
Definitely some excitement because the Women's Open has not been in California since 1982, and that was down in Sacramento. Traditionally we don't see the USGA really set courses up as difficult for the ladies as they do for the guys. What kind of score do you guys anticipate there?
looking at kind of the setup work right now, I would say maybe four to five under is going to be a good number to shoot at. You know, it definitely, of all the golf courses that I've been part of in my life, I haven't seen one that changes more from morning to afternoon and season to season. The morning here, the wind comes from one direction, if there's any. The afternoon can get a little windy, and it comes from an opposite direction. So, you know, it's going to be good to play well in the morning, and then hopefully if the wind picks up in the afternoon, you can hold on to your score.
Well, and as you look at how the USGA is going to set it up, you talked about a reachable par 5. I can tell you from personal experience as a tournament director on the Symetra Tour, the players love the opportunity to go for it in two. So what I did on one of our holes where they refused to move the tee box up, I put a car there. 1 year, so they couldn't back it up any further, and I was a hero to the players because the tour couldn't come in and back the tee box up anymore. How, when you talk about reachable par fives, how many do you think there will be on any given day?
Two, maybe three.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, the 18th hole will be reachable for some of the field, but it's definitely going to make you think about it. The 15th hole will be reachable, I would think, by most of the field. And then our 6th hole, which will be championship number 3, will be reachable for some most of the time. And then the one thing that's very nice about Cordoval is we have a lot of tee complexes. So the USGA has a lot of options in yardages for a lot of the holes out here. And that could be a great opportunity to move the tee up. It's definitely another little risk-reward for the second shot with the creek up by the green and the winery up by that hole. So there's definitely options to make some birdies out here.
Well, we're on with Ray Otis, the head pro out at Cordoval, where they're hosting the U.S. Women's Open this year. And I'm curious, as a semi-resort, semi-private, semi-public course, I mean, you have quite a mix going on. How has the golf community embraced this, both this honor and the responsibility of hosting this event?
It's been a great opportunity for us. We're very fortunate, you know, to host a championship of this nature. You know, like you said, we haven't had a women's championship for about 30 years in this area. So it's great to see it come back to this area. The local communities are definitely supporting it, you know, looking forward to coming out here. It's 4th of July week, so it's a great excuse to come out and, you know, watch some golf in the morning and barbecue in the evenings. The weather's going to be outstanding. You know, might be a little warm, but, you know, it's definitely 4th of July weather with fireworks and barbecues and that kind of stuff. So it's going to be a fun time.
All right, so wait a second. What is normal weather for you? What is good?
You know, it's California, so we're pretty fortunate. You know, it's probably going to be in the mid-80s most of the week. There's a chance it might get up in the 90s, but no humidity, which is nice for the West Coast. But we're probably looking at 85 to 90 degrees for the week of the championship.
So as you look at the players, I don't know how closely you watch the LPGA Tour and some of the players who may have qualified who made their way in. When you look at this, what kind of player has a game that seems to set up really well for this course? And has anybody played it?
We've had a lot of the ladies come out here either before or after the swinging skirts at Lake Merced or, you know, shortly after or before they went out to Hawaii. So we've had a good majority of the ladies coming out here, and they loved it so far. You know, they thought it was in great shape, and it was very, very fair, very in front of you. If you hit quality golf shots, you can definitely shoot the numbers. But I think it's, you know, it's hard to bet against the number one player in the world, Lydia Ko. You know, she's playing good golf. You know, losing in a playoff to Brooke Henderson, I think, is another one that's hard to bet against. You know, Brittany Lincecum with her length, I think, may be a good one to watch out here. You know, Morgan Pressel was out here not too long ago, and I think she had a good vibe on the golf course, so that would be another one I would look at. But I don't think it sets up for one specific player other than somebody that can control their second shots very well.
All right, so if I happen to miss the cut, how far do I have to go to find a good red?
Not very far. You know, maybe about 300 yards to the winery off the championship 4th hole.
Is there going to be a big tent set up over there that you know, everybody can just kind of make their way over there and hang out and you know, and drink
to
their heart's content?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
No, we're looking for a good atmosphere out there and a lot of crowds, hanging out there and drinking some good wine and watching some good golf.
So obviously you'll be busy working, but if you weren't, where would you hang out? If you had the opportunity as a fan to come out and watch it, where would you spend your time? Where are the you've got great sight lines and great access to booze.
I personally would hang out on our championship 3, 4, and 5. You know, you got a par 5, a par 3, and depending on what day they want, but the USGA may move the tee up on championship 5 so the ladies can drive the hole, drivable par 4. So I think that would be a good spot to hang out and watch some good golf shots and see some, you know, scores change a lot. I think it's hard to also beat watching the finishing hole of a championship. You know, 18, risk reward, par 5, water up by the green. You know, there's going to be people laying up, trying to hit wedges in close. There's going to be some players hitting hybrids and fairway woods in there to try and make eagle. So I think those are probably your two best spots to watch some golf.
All right, now if people want to come out and play this golf course, are they able to do that, and how do they go about doing that?
So we are, like you said, we're kind of a unique property. We are a 45-room resort along with a private membership. So if you want to come stay on the property, we're more than happy to help set you up with a tee time and come experience Cordoval. Or if you happen to know one of our nice members and they can sponsor you, we can get you on that way as well.
Well, I want to tell you, this is a great honor for you guys, obviously, but I want to talk about what it's like there every day, and you're dealing with, you know, the people that you're teaching at the facility every day. Are you seeing the same things that we're seeing, and it seems to be around the country, that guys come up to you and they want lessons and all they're asking for is length off the tee, and you're trying to convince them that it's more important to take strokes off in their short game? And do you have the magic answer to that?
I wish I had the magic answer, but that is definitely the trend that we're seeing out here. Everybody wants to hit it longer. Everybody wants to hit it, you know, Bubba Watson and J.B. Holmes length. You know, it's the goal of the game is to shoot the lowest score you can. And it's hard to convince people of that. But when you maybe go out there and play for a dollar or two and get in their pocket more often than not, they sometimes realize that the score isn't as good as the length.
Yeah, I mean, can I count on you to be my West Coast representative for this movement to get people to stop worrying about length and start worrying about the short game? I mean, 2 or 3 strokes off
absolutely.
Is way better than 20 yards off the tee.
Absolutely. If chipping and putting and course management are to me the biggest things that you want to do in golf. It's great to hit it long, but if you don't know what to go do with it from there, it doesn't help you at all.
Of course, if you really work hard in your chipping and putting in your short game, you're going to be really excellent at pitching it out of the trees back into the fairway. after you've hit it 320 into the trees, right?
This is true, but what's that saying that pros putting for par don't last very long?
Right, exactly. So Ray, before we let you go, if you had a student with just an hour to spend on at the practice facility, how would you suggest that average recreational golfer divide his or her time?
I've always kind of thought you do it backwards. You know, start off with the putting, kind of understand how to get feel on the green, you know, how the club works in your hands with a small stroke, and then slowly work it bigger, you know. Hit some short putts to some medium length putts to some longer putts to then maybe grabbing a 7 or 8 iron and hitting little bump and run shots just like a putt, and then working your way into a wedge or a gap wedge or a sand wedge and doing the same thing. So you're feeling the body work with your arms to create good contact and good control of the golf ball, and then slowly making it longer and longer until you get to maybe 100 yards. And then when you get in the full swing, you're just trying to repeat that on a bigger scale, but keeping it simple.
Well, Ray, we really appreciate you hopping on with us, and good luck with the Women's Open out there.
No problem. Gentlemen, I appreciate your time.
Thanks a lot.